talk about communion. Debbie. Sure, yeah. Okay. Okay. I know you've just gone over it. Just from my perspective, what's happening is I'm just trying to.
Thank you.
Blessed be the one holy and living God.
Glory to God forever.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Sing, O people, sing our God together. Raise your voices, sing Alleluia. Sing, O people, sing our God together. Sing Alleluia, sing with one accord, sing the love of God.
Be with you.
Let
us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, it is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold. And they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in reading Psalm 46 antiphonally, my whole verse, starting on the lector side. Those on the lector side read the odd-numbered verses in bold, and those on the choir side read the even-numbered verses. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be toppled in the depths of the sea. The God of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. God is in the midst of her. It shall not be overthrown. God shall help it at the break of day. The God of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now and look upon the works of the Most High, who does awesome things on earth.
It is God who makes war to cease in the wall of the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear, and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The God of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by, watching Jesus on the cross. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Come, Lord Jesus, and be our guest. May all that you have given us be blessed. Bless these children gathered here and all of those who hold them dear. Amen. Please be seated. Today's the Feast of Christ the King. It's the last day of the church year, and a day we remember that Christ has died for us and promises to come again. And I love that little table grace, which I modified slightly for this morning, that is this prayer that we ask Jesus be with us. Be with us as a friend and as a guest. Today he reminds us, he's telling two thieves who are being crucified with him that they will be with him that day in paradise. But I think he's reminding us too, that we too, today, can be with him in paradise. I was going to ask some questions, but I think they're busy. What is paradise? Is paradise someday? Is it? You don't know? Yeah, well, it is. But is paradise also anytime, any place? Is it also a place we call the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, something we just find ourselves in? Yeah, exactly. And the church year is designed to help us know that and find ourselves in that place. So today's the last day of the church year. Next week we start again. And do you remember what color will be next week? Purple, the color of kings. Oh, very good. We'll be purple and we'll be learning to be aware and be awake and using our eyes and our ears to listen for a mystery that's coming among us. Both a little baby and Jesus himself, as he is each day, coming to be among us. And then what color is it? Do you remember? Is it this color? It'll be white because it'll be Christmas Day and we'll be having a big celebration and it's a big party and we'll be wondering who this is who's come to stay with us. And so we'll spend the next couple of weeks in green learning who this is and wondering about that. But as we're learning and thinking, well, we're going to go back to that other color, that Advent color again, because while we were thinking and learning, we've discovered we've missed some things and we've gotten kind of off track and we need to pay more attention again, and it'll be Lent. And at the end of Lent, we go back to this color again, right? Because it's Easter, and it's another big party. For 50 whole days, we have a big, long party. We don't even have to say confession for 50 days. It's that big a party. Because part of what we've learned, as we've learned who this is and thought about what we do wrong and kind of cleared messes from our lives, is that no matter what, no matter how many mistakes we make or how many wrong paths we go down, we are always loved and we are always welcomed home to paradise, to the kingdom of God, to that place where we are striving to learn to live all the time. And after we wear out our parties, and we have another big one because it's red and it's Pentecost and everybody's shouting in all sorts of crazy languages, and that's fun, we go into the long green growing time. We wear green and we hear stories over and over about who Jesus is, who we are, how we are to live when we come across life's problems, who we consider to be part of our group, and how we treat them, right? You've got to love your neighbor as yourself, Jesus tells us. And what we do when we find people that we don't think are our neighbors, what are we supposed to do then? And we get told, well, if they need your help, they're your neighbor. That's it. And we also get told, even if that's not true, if you think they're your enemy, they think you're their enemy, love them anyway. And that's the way we walk this path with Jesus, this way of living in paradise. And then we come back to today. Yeah. I get to watch him making the picture over there. Then we come back to this place again where it's the end of the year. And we shout out that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we are reminded that we are with him in paradise every day. And what that does, if you look back on what we've done over the year, learning all our lessons and walking and hearing stories, is you can realize that every day in life, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to hide. You don't have to worry about what other people are thinking. You can, in fact, be bold and brave every day. Because no matter what, as long as you are trying and as long as you are doing your best, you're already in paradise and things just can't get any better. And you're with the best people and you're in the best place you can be. So you can live bold and brave each day. And you can each day pray, come, Lord Jesus, and be our guest, and may all that you have given us be blessed, and bless all your children gathered here, and all of those who hold them dear. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the church and for the world.
O King everlasting, fill us daily with the wonders of this universe and turn us always toward Christ, in whose kingdom we are forgiven and saved. Teach our hearts to make your love visible in all that we are and all we do. O Christ of the cosmos.
Keep us in your truth.
O King everlasting, empower the spirits of those who lead us in your church, through your word and sacraments, with the peace, unity, and truth of Christ's all-encompassing love. We pray especially for our presiding Bishop Sean, our Bishop Megan, and all bishops, deacons, priests, and lay people who have answered your call to lead lives of service. O Christ of the cosmos,
keep us in your truth.
O King everlasting, for the sake of all who are governed by power or throne, by force or dominion, on our planet, in our country, and in our community, we implore you to infuse the wisdom, sanity, and humanity of Jesus into all who lead your people. O Christ of the cosmos,
keep us in your truth.
O King everlasting, send healing grace to all who suffer in spirit, mind, or body, and compassion to all who give them care. We pray especially for those on our parish prayer list. O Christ of the cosmos, O King everlasting, ease the grief of those who mourn, as the souls of our cherished departed arise from the earthly death into the ceaseless joy of your eternal kingdom. O Christ of the cosmos,
Christ of all peoples, our Alpha and Omega, rescue us from the power of darkness and transform our anxieties into fruitful action. Keep us striving toward your purpose as we offer our labors to soothe the sufferings of humanity near and far. We ask this through Jesus, our Christ, the faithful witness, and the Holy Spirit, the very breath of love, who together with you are one God forever and ever.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Savior, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through the grace of Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and get started. I'm Elise Keddie, member of your vestry, and I want to point out a few announcements that are in our yellow sheet, and please be sure to take this home. As you know, much is going on through the end of the year, so you'll want to keep track of it that way. First, of course, I'm here to strongly promote the pop-up choir, which will be singing. There are noisemakers. It is a snappy tune. It is a snappy tune. I'll just leave it at that. Today, after the service, Pamela's confirmation and choirers class will continue in room 6 and 7. That will start 11:30-ish. Kind of depends on when we wrap up and people have a chance to get a snack. Another important thing to note, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, Pauline Beckabreed, longtime member of this parish, her memorial service will take place here at church with a reception following in the parish hall. And two other quick things, with Advent around the corner, we'll be partnering with our Lutheran colleagues in Wednesday night Advent soup suppers at Davis Lutheran Church. And if you'd like to bring soup, please let the church office know. That'll be simply sharing a simple meal with our colleagues and then having a service of evening prayer. And finally, glad that Helen is here this morning because she will be leading a Zoom course on Living Well Through Advent. That uses a curriculum that we have used here for a number of years, both for Advent and Lent. The devotional booklets are available on the table in the narthex as you walk out today. If you want to take part in that class, talk to Helen, check in with the church office. If you would like to use that devotional during Advent without the class, which is perfectly acceptable, please pick up a copy of the book on your way out. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Elise. I would like to invite anyone who has a celebration or milestone that they want to share to come forward. It helps if you come forward now, and even though you may not feel ready, instead of waiting until you hear everybody else go. So if there's anybody, I know we have at least one birthday today, but that person can't come forward. But are there any other celebrations or milestones? Margaret, you're nodding.
Yes. So should I include the person who's not coming forward now?
Sure.
Yes. So Janet Lane, who is doing our live stream today, is celebrating her birthday
Janet's
today.
Birthday.
So happy birthday. And Ernie and Marianne Lewis, we talked about this at 8 when Ernie was here, and I see Marianne back here, are celebrating their 61st wedding anniversary Aww. Today also.
See, we have somebody leading the way here. Anyone else who wants to come forward, now is the time. Did you want to say your name and a celebration?
My name is Grace, and my mama's birthday is on Friday.
I don't know if you could hear that. Okay, this is Grace, and her mama has a birthday on Tuesday. Is that right? Yay, I didn't have it on. Really close.
Christine and Elliot's dad and I, my husband Alex, first started dating 24 years ago today, which just feels auspicious and wonderful.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Yay! We love that. All right. Well, for those birthdays and anniversaries and special milestones, we have a prayer that we say, which you can find on page 5. Oh, I also forgot. There are people in back. Our ushers are in back. They have bags to hand out, and those bags are welcome bags or goodie bags, we sometimes call them. They have chocolate and other good things in them, but you have to raise your hand so that they can find you if you're new. And even if you're just visiting today, you don't know if you're coming back, that's okay. We'd still love for you to raise your hand and get a goodie bag. So I see one over this way. I see one over this way, one or two over here. So just keep your hands up so that the ushers can find you. And while that is happening, let us turn to page 5 and our celebrations and milestones prayer. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Remember, if you are not receiving our weekly email on Fridays, that means we don't have your email address, and we'd really love to be in touch with you and to send that to you. It's the only thing we send out on a regular basis, a weekly basis, so I hope that we try not to spam you. We don't sell your information or anything like that, but please do be in touch with us. We'd love to be able to be in touch with you. We have communion at the rail. We start from the back and then fill in around to the front. You can just come down the center aisle, go to whichever side you're already on, and you will receive from the priest a piece of gluten-free vegan communion bread, and you have a choice at that point. You can just consume it, and then when the person comes with the cup, you can either drink from the chalice or you can cross your arms, indicating you do not want to receive the wine. Or if you would rather, you can hold on to the piece of bread so that when the person with the chalice comes by, they know that they should pick up that piece of bread, dip it into the wine, and hand it back to you. So you have the choice. You can have bread only, you can have bread and then a sip from the chalice, or you can have bread that is dipped into the wine and then handed back to you. It's not really that complicated once you get up here, but you can look around, see what other people are doing. We'll help you if you're new to this process. All are welcome to come forward to receive communion, and we do make it as available to people as we can by having it, as I said, be gluten-free and vegan. I think those are all the announcements. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Pop up choir. We need you because we have a trumpet. We have to sing loud. Be louder than the trumpet.
Yeah, no, there's probably the music down.
Here we go. We all have our noise makers.
All right, we got Bob here too.
Thank you.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Lord of all life, you created the universe where all living things reflect your glory. You give us this great and beautiful earth to discover and to cherish. You give us your love, even when things go wrong. Jesus knew hurt and pain. Through him, you wipe away our tears and fill us with your peace, and you give us happy times and things to celebrate. In these, we taste your kingdom, a feast for all your children. You made us all, each wonderfully different, to join with the angels and sing your praise. Thank you, loving Father, because when we turned away, you sent Jesus, your Son. He gave his life for us on the cross and shows us the way to live. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us Christ's body and his blood. On the night before he died, when darkness had fallen, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my body, given for you. Do this to remember me." After they had eaten, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and shared it with his disciples, saying, "This is my blood, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins." So, Father, with this bread and this cup, we celebrate his love, his death, his risen life. As you feed us with these gifts, send your Holy Spirit and change us more and more to be like Jesus, our Savior. Help us, Father, to love one another as we look forward to that day when suffering is ended and all creation is gathered in your loving arms. And now, with Blessed Martin and all your saints, we give you glory through Jesus Christ in the strength of the Spirit, today and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, first in Spanish and then in English, let us pray as our Savior Christ has taught us. Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación, y líbranos del mal. Porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Alleluia! Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia!
The gifts of God for the people of God.
I
Please rise for our post-communion prayer as you are able. Let us pray. Holy One, you feed us with bread from heaven and the gifts of Mother Earth. In this communion, you have drawn us into your embrace and you call us to friendship with one another. You have given us the gift of reconciliation. May we who have tasted that gift from you offer ourselves in peace and humility to one another. And may you always walk among us as a friend. Amen. The wisdom of God, the love of God, and the grace of God strengthen you to be Christ's hands and heart in the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you today and always.
Amen.
Jesus, our Father, and our Son,
in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.